Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our Animal Planet unit for the month of June, and today we're going to take a walk on Central America's wild side. Oh, what a nice title there. Of course, that reminds me of the old Lou Reed song. I said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. You may be familiar with that song. So that's probably what this title is based on, taking a walk on the wild side. In other words, exploring the wild part of a place, like going hiking, going into the forest, etc.
So, as usual, we have our host, who's Nigel Marvin, and he's going to take us to Central America. I actually haven't done any traveling in Central America, so this is kind of a new experience for me, too, to see what they have there. We're going to be visiting the country of Honduras, where they speak Espanol, or Spanish. So I'll let you be the expert on how to say some of these Spanish words, Tom.
If they have any.
I see one down here in paragraph 2.
Uh-oh. Well, there is the country of Honduras, which most of us say Honduras, but in Spanish I believe the H would be silent, Honduras. But, yeah, we're going to travel to wild Honduras, or Honduras, in today's program as one of the countries in Central America because, hey, it's a big country, at least compared to some of the other countries in Central America, and there's a lot to see and do there in terms of wildlife. So let's get to it. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson now one time. On Animal Planet's Wild Central America, Nigel Marvin sets off to explore the vibrant wildlife and amazing cultures of Central America. On these journeys, Nigel uncovers the breathtaking natural beauty and unique creatures found in each nation. The show also adds a human touch, introducing viewers to the people who fight to conserve precious wildlife in their countries. On the episode Wild Honduras, Nigel sets off to explore this small country, which is bursting with colorful wildlife. His first stop is La Mosquitia, the Amazon of Central America. Nigel gets the presidential treatment as his tour guide is Honduras's head of state, Juan Orlando Hernandez. Like Nigel, President Hernandez is an avid bird watcher, and he's eager to discuss their shared hobby. They fly into the middle of La Mosquitia together in a helicopter and start exploring the jungle. President Hernandez tells Nigel there are countless snake species slithering through the grass and challenges him to find a new one. Although Nigel doesn't make any novel discoveries, he does manage to spot a terciopelo. Considering that this is one of Honduras's most feared snakes, it's an incredible find. Hondurans have nicknamed the terciopelo yellow beard because it has yellow scales around its mouth that resemble facial hair. Terciopelos have powerful fangs and cover more than 2 meters per second when they strike. In most cases, their bite isn't fatal to humans. However, it can cause blood clots that may lead to the loss of fingers and toes. Terciopelos are also masters of disguise, as their skin blends in perfectly with the trees and leaves. Although Nigel escapes his encounter unharmed, the rainforest rats the terciopelo feeds upon won't be so lucky.
Okay, guys, let's jump in. As we usually do for Animal Planet, we're talking about a TV program. I no longer have a TV at home.
Oh, no.
No, it's okay. But I still see things that are streamed over the internet. But I don't see Animal Planet. It's kind of a fun show. You know, sometimes we don't always get a chance to travel to some of the countries that are pretty exotic in this world. This is one I've never been to, and so it's kind of fun to be able to turn on your TV, sit back in a comfortable chair or maybe on the sofa, and have somebody kind of, you know, be your tour guide and take you around and show you some stuff. On this particular show called Wild Central America, we've got a guide or a host whose name is Nigel Marvin, just going to take a big shot in the dark, which means I'm going to take a guess that this guy's probably British. Nigel is not a very American name. Nigel is a very popular British name, though.
It is, and he's traveling in Central America, which includes the countries of Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Belize, etc., etc. So in today's program, he is in Honduras, which we'll get to in a second. So again, this is Nigel Marvin, and he sets off. He begins his journey to explore the vibrant wildlife and amazing cultures of Central America. So if something's vibrant, that means it is thriving, it is alive, it is full of energy. You could describe a city like Taipei as being very vibrant. There's lots of activity going on. It's modern. People are excited to live here, like Hong Kong or Shanghai. Those are also vibrant cities.
Right. And also, if you use vibrant to describe a color, it would be a very bright color. Brown and black and beige, they would never be described as being vibrant. So, you know, like a hot pink, a hot green, something that's really eye-catching would be vibrant. This, of course, we're describing their wildlife and their cultures in Central America as being quite exciting, exotic, a lot going on. So on these journeys, there's more than one he takes. Nigel's going to uncover the breathtaking natural beauty and unique creatures found in each nation. Now, if you're uncovering something, it could be that you have a pot on the stove and you have a lid on the pot and you want to see what's inside. You want to take that lid off. To uncover here, though, gives you this idea that you don't know something, but if that you do a little bit more research or ask around, you might discover what's really going on. For example, there might be a plot to kill the president, and your police, you know, do a lot of investigating, and they uncover who the assassin might be, who the person who might be trying to murder the president or assassinate the president. You uncover something. So you discover something that's either being kept as a secret because it's bad, or you just don't know any better. You can also uncover something by just removing the cover of whatever you're talking about, right? They're going to uncover some breathtaking natural beauty. Of course, breathtaking is just what it sounds like. You see something beautiful and you go, oh, so pretty. Yeah. So get ready for some good views on TV is what I'd say.
Yep, and of course, it is quite beautiful there. A lot of times we hear news about Central America in terms of politics and death squads. And
drugs
and stuff like that. Yeah. But we kind of forget sometimes that there still are people there with the interesting cultures still living day by day. And also the natural beauty, which this program focuses on. You know, the plants, the flowers, the birds, the mountains, the streams, etc., etc. It is breathtaking there. And also we're talking about the unique creatures or the unique animals that live in each nation there. It's worth checking out. And the show also adds a human touch, introducing viewers to the people who fight to conserve precious wildlife in their countries. Yeah, these countries aren't just sitting there doing really nothing, twiddling their thumbs, waiting for Americans or Chinese people to come down there and do all their conservation work. No, they've got their own people who are there fighting to conserve the wildlife there. Conserve here is a verb. Basically, it means to protect things. If we talk about protecting the natural environment, we often use this word conserve. To conserve natural resources. Mm-hmm. And the noun form is conservation. If you work in conservation, you're trying to protect animals and the environment.
You can also use conserve to talk about saving something and not using it all. For example, you might have a really tough physical job and you don't want to use up all your energy in the morning. So you try to conserve your energy, conserve your strength so it lasts longer. Yeah, so they are trying to conserve their precious wildlife. I don't blame them. It looks beautiful. So we've got an episode here called Wild Honduras, and Nigel is going to set off to explore this small country. It says here it's bursting with colorful wildlife. So you know there's a lot of wildlife there. Something's bursting with something. There's just a lot of that thing there. And it's almost like it can't hold it all. You might have a friend who has some news to share with you, and it looks like he or she is bursting with excitement. You know, they're bursting with this, you know, enthusiasm. They just want to kind of open their mouth and share with you what they have to tell you. So this place is actually bursting with very colorful wildlife. Where are they going to go first? They're going to go to a place called La Mosquitia. It's described as being the Amazon of Central America. Sounds like we're going to a jungle, Tom.
Yeah, I don't think it means that this is a branch of the Amazon forest stretching up into Middle America there.
Right.
But it's basically saying that it's the equivalent of the Amazon. South America has this big rainforest called the Amazon. Well, Central America has this rainforest, although smaller, called La Mosquitia. Remember that. It's probably worth exploring. And Nigel gets the presidential treatment as his tour guide is none other than Honduras's head of state, Juan Orlando Hernandez. Okay, so yeah, the president actually has some time to take Nigel for a tour. So we're saying that he's getting the presidential treatment.
Mm-hmm.
You could also say he's getting the royal treatment if he's being treated like a king or a queen,
mm-hmm.
especially if he's being treated to royalty from, say, Queen Victoria of England or whatever. And in this particular case, though, he's getting the presidential treatment because, hey, the president of Honduras himself is his tour guide.
Pretty cool, huh? Yeah, we're going to talk about what they do together. They're going to be exploring together. They have a shared hobby. We're going to talk about that. But first, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们要看的是第三单元。好，我们的主题呢，要来带大家看一个节目。这个节目呢，是在动物星球频道上。好，名称呢我们来看 Wild Central America， 它的中文翻译呢是马文的蛮野中美洲。好，我们要知道这个主角呢就是 Nigel Marvin， 他要带我们来看看中美洲这边很多的野生动物还有他们惊奇的文化。好，我们一开始就先看一下这一段文字的 On Animal Planets。我们知道介系词对于我们很多人在学英文的时候总是很困扰，所以呢有的时候为什么用 in 或是用 on 好像也说不出什么道理来。但是要记得的是，这种惯用的介系词比如说是在这个节目上 on， 还有像后面提到说他带我们，也就是这个 Nigel 他带着我们去走这样的旅程，那也是 on these journeys。 好，那的确这一趟的行程最重要的是要看什么，看 natural beauty， 还有 unique creatures， 换句话说有自然美景，有独特的生物。好，当然更重要的就是说要知道这边有一群人，他们是很努力的在做什么，在做保育野生动物的这件事。 conserve 这个动词要特别注意，当你说到的是跟自然资源跟能源有关，然后你说到你的保育跟保护，好，用的动词就是 conserve。 再来我们看下一段，下一段呢就提到说，好，这个节目啊提到蛮野洪都拉斯这一集，它主要带大家就是到这个国家Honduras。 那到这边有什么有趣的事？好，我们在看下面的文章之前先注意一下，这里有一个 which， 也就是说提到他出发去探索这个国家，而这个国家后面有个逗点，再接着写 which is bursting with colorful wildlife。我们晓得你知道这个国家讲的就是洪都拉斯，那如果是一个地点，也就是说你已经知道是这个国家，那你要用补充说明的方式来讲这个国家有丰富的这种野生动植物，这样子的话你这个用的是非限定用法。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue to talk about Wild Central America. It's hosted by Nigel Marvin, and he's going to explore Wild Honduras. It's bursting with colorful wildlife, and he's getting the presidential treatment as his tour guide is actually the president, the head of state, Juan Orlando Hernandez. Now, they do have something in common, don't they?
They do. They have a hobby in common. Or as our writer says, they have a shared hobby. Or you could also say they share a common hobby. They share a hobby. And what is that? Well, they like to go bird watching, which I've never done before. I know that you have, Tom. But if you're avid, this is an adjective that just means you have a lot of enthusiasm for something. I'm an avid
Yankees fan.
I'm an avid baseball fan. I'm also an avid cooking show fan. I love cooking shows.
Or you're an avid collector of pig things, right?
Yeah, I collect pigs. Well, things that look like pigs, not real pigs.
Right, but avid here means enthusiastic. You really like it. And you did say that I have tried bird watching before, but I can't really say I've done it formally by going hiking, but I have tried to pay attention to the birds around me, the various birds here in Taiwan. Taiwan is actually a bird watcher's paradise.
Yeah.
There are lots of different species here to check out. And you can imagine if you're into that sort of thing, that Central America would give you lots of opportunities to see birds that you've never seen before, with lots of colorful feathers and interesting calls. And of course, they both are eager to discuss their shared hobby. Now, they fly into the middle of La Mosquitia together in a helicopter and start exploring the jungle. Remember, we did say that La Mosquitia is the Amazon of Central America, or in other words, it's a big forest in Central America like Amazon or the Amazon is in South America.
Yeah, I think the biggest difference for me, at least, between a forest and a jungle is that a forest isn't quite so humid. A jungle to me means it's really humid and it's got a lot of creepy crawlies, meaning bugs and snakes and things, ready to drop from the trees. Not because they want to attack you, but they're just, you know, that's their home. And they kind of, that scares me a little, I'll be honest. Anyway, okay. So they are going into the middle of the jungle and they took a helicopter to get there. Sounds like they have some money to spend. So President Hernandez tells Nigel there are countless snake species slithering through the grass. When we talk about snakes, guys, we'll often use this verb to slither. Yeah, it's probably used more with snakes than anything else. Some of our verbs will be used in other areas of life, but here I think slither for the most part is really about that movement where it's very smooth and sleek. And you know how a snake just glides very quickly on his stomach? That's to slither.
Yeah, I can't think of any other place where we use this word except to talk about snakes and how they move, kind of going back and forth with their long, slimy bodies, slithering through the grass or through the sand or wherever. So, of course, they're checking out the snakes there, and the president challenges Mr. Marvin to find a new one. Yeah, find a snake that we haven't seen before.
Hmm.
And although Nigel doesn't make any novel discoveries, he does manage to spot a terciopelo. Okay, novel here means new, something that hasn't been done before. Of course, we have heard that word recently in terms of that virus. What's it called? The novel corona?
The novel coronavirus.
Yeah, which means it's a new form of the coronavirus, I guess. And, of course, he didn't make any novel discoveries or any new discoveries, but he did spot something called a terciopelo. We'll talk about what that is in just a second. But here it says, considering that this is one of Honduras's most feared snakes, it's an incredible find. So here we've got considering that. In other words, when you think about that or when you consider this, when you realize that this is a really scary snake, well, then you can conclude that that is really amazing. It's an incredible discovery, an incredible find.
Right. It's not the kind of discovery I'd want to have, but, you know, he's actually there to see things he hasn't seen before. Now, Hondurans, those are the people that are from Honduras, Hondurans. They've nicknamed the snake, the terciopelo, yellow beard, because it actually has yellow scales around its mouth that kind of look like a beard. It says here that it resembles facial hair. So scales are on snakes and fish, both. It's that kind of skin that they have. So, yeah, they've got a cute nickname for it, but just because it has a cute nickname doesn't mean it's a nice, sweet snake. You gotta be careful. So here again, scales is just used. It's not the kind that you step on to see how much you weigh, guys. It just means those little, small, tiny, bony plates that protect the skin of fish and snakes, and some reptiles. Some other reptiles have scales on them as well.
I think armadillos have scales.
Yeah.
And maybe some other animals, as you mentioned there. So, of course, we're talking about a snake here. And this one is unique because it has scales around its mouth that are yellow in color. So the nickname is Yellow Beard. So I'm guessing the Spanish term for that would be Barba Amarilla, but I should look that up to make sure. But in any case here, that's the name of this snake, the Terciopelo. It's got those scales around its mouth, which are yellow, and it makes it look like it has a yellow beard. Or it goes on here to say, they resemble facial hair. There are different types of facial hair. I should take this opportunity to tell you all about that. I think hudzi in Chinese applies to everything, basically. But in English, you have to differentiate. If a man grows hair all over his face, including the sides and the chin and below the nose, that's a beard. But if he grows it just under the nose and above the lip, that is a mustache. Okay, you can't call that a beard. The beard has to be over the chin and maybe on
the
sides
too. Yeah.
Yeah. Although I guess it's a beard if you have what is called a goatee.
We just call it a goatee though.
I guess you wouldn't say that's a beard, but goatee. But a mustache or a beard, those are types of facial hair. Some women have facial hair too.
They do.
Not a lot, but some.
And they try to get rid of it.
Yeah.
It's not something they want. So in most cases, these snakes really are quite powerful and fast. You got to watch out for them, guys. It says here they have powerful fangs. Those are those teeth that snakes have that come out of their mouths. And that's where the poison comes from, too, when they bite you, if they get you, at least. They can cover more than 2 meters per second when they strike. Strike here means when that snake pulls back and then jumps at you. That's what we call, they don't really jump at you. We say they strike, you know, they'll strike you. And that's when they try to defend themselves and they bite you. And hopefully they don't have too much poison.
The time there, 1 second, seems fast, but 2 meters there is a lot. So
yeah.
If they are kind of far away from you, they can still get to you pretty quickly, so you gotta watch out.
Some are 8 feet long, I just read in the dictionary.
That's
I know.
Pretty long, yeah.
That's really
their bite
big.
Is not fatal, as it says here. In most cases, their bite isn't fatal. In other words, you won't die if you get bitten by the snake. But it can cause blood clots that may lead to the loss of fingers and toes. So, yeah, if you get bitten by the snake, you need to have it treated right away. You're not going to die. Oh, you might, but you probably won't. But still, those blood clots or those little pieces of thick blood in your bloodstream could cause you to lose some toes and some fingers, which would be kind of bad. Imagine trying to play the piano or the guitar without your fingers.
It might hurt the little ones, you know, because they're tiny people. So be careful with your kids if you go. Terciopelo. They're also masters of disguise. If you disguise yourself or you're in a disguise, it just means you've dressed a little differently. You want to change your appearance to hide your true identity. So they are masters of disguise. They really blend in well with the environment. If you look at their colors, they're green and brown. And then that yellow around their face, the yellow beard. So their skin blends in perfectly with the trees and leaves. So again, if you blend in, you don't stick out, people wouldn't notice you per se. They wouldn't, you know, say, oh, what's that person doing there? If you blend in, you just kind of mesh in. You kind of fade in with all the other colors.
Yeah, sometimes you don't want to stick out in a crowd. You just kind of want to blend in and not be noticed. So, yeah, their skin blends in with the trees and leaves around them. So that's kind of like camouflage.
Yeah.
It's a kind of disguise. And although Nigel escapes his encounter unharmed, he is not bitten by the snake, the rainforest rats the Terciopelo feeds upon won't be so lucky. So basically this sentence is telling us that these snakes feed on rats. They eat those rats to survive. So if you're a rat in this forest, watch out for those dangerous snakes. You might be dead before you know it. Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation. It's time now to listen to our Chinese teacher.
好，我们提到了这一个节目，马文的满野中美洲。那当然咯，最重要的这个人物就是 Nigel， 但是他带着大家到了 Honduras， 然后这一趟行程，这一集节目很特别的就是，是总统陪着他。好，所以他说是一个 presidential treatment， 但是这个总统啊，他带他去哪里呢？当然，这篇文章里面就提到了，他们到这个地方叫蚊子海岸，然后呢，要去探索丛林。那这里有一种动物，也就是这一集节目的主角，蛇。什么样的蛇？好，这个蛇呢，在当地人说的这个蛇，其实是很特别的。它的名字，中文把它翻成粗林毛头妇。好，那我们的主角也就是 Nigel， 他认出了这种蛇来。好，后面呢这一句话就想到他认出这个蛇有什么特别了不起的地方吗？的确，说它是一个 incredible find， 这可是一项了不起的发现。那怎么说？ Considering that this is one of Honduras' most feared snakes。 好，我们停下来看一下， considering 本来就可以看到 consider 这个字，它的确是有考虑。那它加了 ing 之后，它后面加一个 that， 这样子就像是一个固定的一个偏语的用法，其实这样子就有点像连接词了，也就是表示一种退让的语气。在你考虑这一点之上，我们要了解这真的是了不起。好，考虑到哪一点？也就是说，在洪都拉斯这个国家里，这种蛇可是大家很害怕的。那我们还要回头来看，这里提到feared snakes， 为什么用 feared？ 为什么加 ed？ 谈到蛇，这是被人害怕，就是人会怕它，所以这个蛇它可是被害怕的蛇，所以我们用过去分词的 feared， 那是正确的，也是很自然的。好，再来，最后这边就说到，对于这个蛇，它有一些攻击性，所以它才人会怕它。那说它有毒牙，说它速度很快，还有呢，它有提到说，如果人它被咬伤的话，大概就会可能让你失去你的手指跟脚趾，因为它会造成什么？它会造成 blood clots， 也就是血栓。好，那我们再来看，他提到这个蛇，后面说到Nigel 这个主持人呐，他在这节目里面的确没有被他咬到。Although Nigel escapes his encounter unharmed， 我们看到 unharmed， 这个当然是一个过去分词，在这边其实比较像补语的功能，修饰你人的状态。他逃过了，他没有被伤害到。好，这里过去分词补语的用处。我们今天讲解就到这边，我们下次见。
That brings us to the end of our program, but please join us again next time when we continue to take a walk on Central America's wild side in Honduras. Please join us then. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.